Welcome back to Living Truth Ministry Podcast. My name is Ron Alfredson. Today we will be continuing my message, Seven Reasons Our Prayers Are Not Answered. In the past few reasons, we have learned why our prayers are not answered. We learned that if we do not ask God, how can He answer? Our prayers are not answered because there is sin in our lives. Our prayers are not answered because of our unbelief. I worked at a place where many injuries happened because of heavy and bulky lifting. The company posted signs that read, "Stop, Think, Ask." It showed a picture of a person stopping and thinking about the load they were about to move. Is this load too big? Is this load too heavy? Do I need to ask for help? Have you ever had someone in authority say that that's your problem? You didn't stop, you didn't think, and you didn't ask. I have when trying to move something by myself and things go wrong while I'm doing it. The finished product is a mess that someone must clean up. It is the same way in our Christian life. You may say, "But I have no one to help me." Oh, but you do. You have a helper. God is our helper. Jesus is our helper. The Holy Spirit is our helper. We are not alone in this life. We have someone to do the heavy lifting and the fighting our battle. There is none like God, O Jeshurun, who rides through the heavens to your help, through the skies in His majesty. That's in Deuteronomy 33:26. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Found in Isaiah 41:10. God Himself is our helper. Jesus is our helper, and the Holy Spirit is our helper. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If ye abide in me, who are we to abide in? Jesus, our Redeemer. And my words abide in you. Let the Word of God penetrate our souls and our very existence. We do this by reading and studying the Bible. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Did you see the word ask? God posted a sign that says ask. If there is sin in your life, repent. Ask God to remove that sin. Because if you do not ask and repent, it will stop your prayers from being answered. It is important to repent daily for the sins that we have committed. Unbelief is another prayer stopper. We must repent of our sins and ask God for help. No matter how great or how small our needs are, we must ask, or we will make a big mess out of our lives. Doing things on our own without talking and asking God for His help will do nothing but wreck your life. Jesus spoke so many times about trusting God. Faith is a substance that gets our prayers answered. It is a substance that gives us victory in our life. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's in Hebrews 11:1. We must have faith to please God, but it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now that's found in Hebrews 11:6. We're now coming to prayer stopper number 4. Our prayers are not answered because of unrighteous motives. In James chapter 4, verse 3, you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. We must search our hearts and motives when we ask God for something. Remember, God searches our hearts and minds. He knows why we are asking and what we will do with it if we receive what we ask for. We may be asking God for something with a very selfish motive. If we ask for selfish reasons, God will not answer. We may be asking God for something that we want to show off, whether it be material or spiritual. When our motives are where we want people to look at and praise us, saying, "Well, look at so-and-so. How God has blessed that person with a great gift. You get the glory and God gets left out. We have robbed God and He will not answer our prayers." Our whole life should be where God gets all the glory. After all, He's the one who's doing the giving. I don't care if you give $1 million to a ministry. God gave it to you and made a way for you to share. God should be the only one getting the praise and the glory. Taking glory and praise away from God will become a prayer stopper. You may be thinking, "I'm asking God to build my ministry so I can help others. Or I'm asking God for the money because I want to build this or that for Him." Deep down, what is your motive? Remember, God knows all and sees all. We must check our motives. Even when our motives are right, sometimes a no answer is a no answer. Join me next time for part 5. Our prayers are not answered because of unresolved conflict.